Well, good evening. I'm Matt Briscoe here from the Southside Light Texas Tech News Studios, where we're keeping a good watch on all of the South Texas Friday night football. We've got complete coverage tonight all around South Texas, but our key matchup tonight are the Veterans Memorial Eagles in their homecoming game taking on the Ray Texans tonight from over at Cabanas Stadium tonight. We've got wall-to-wall coverage of that homecoming game for you and plenty of the other ones tonight. We'll keep you caught up. We'll be back here in 1 minute. This is our intro. This is South Texas Friday Night Football.
The University Interscholastic League would like to thank its corporate sponsors. Without the generous support of these sponsors, many UIL activities would not be possible. The UIL gives special thanks to Balfour, Baylor Scott & White, Dairy Max, Dairy Queen, Ford, Fox Sports Southwest, Gatorade, Hellas Construction, Max Preps, the NFHS Network, Nike, Register My Athlete, Spalding, and Texas Farm Bureau Insurance. These generous corporate sponsors support the UIL in all its activities, music, academics, and athletics. The UIL appreciates these sponsors and their participation in all that the UIL does in Texas extracurricular activities. On behalf of the UIL and its corporate sponsors, thank you for supporting UIL activities in your community and enjoy the game.
All right, how about to get this one started, huh? The Veterans Memorial Eagles are taking on the Ray Texans tonight over at Cabanas in what is Veterans Memorial's homecoming. Centerfit, the starting quarterback for the first part of the season there, he is out in street clothes tonight. That young man has had a hard couple of weeks, let me tell you. It's been tough. He is out in street clothes, the 6'2", 190-pound junior. You know, all he can do tonight, watch his team and hope for the best against these Ray Texans. Ray started this game tonight with an onside kick that they recovered. They weren't able to get any points off the deal, but this game still knotted up at 0-0 in the first quarter. There is some other action around the area tonight where Gregory Portland is taking on Floresville, my old alma mater there, Floresville, the Floresville Tigers. That game knotted up at 7 in the first quarter up in Floresville, getting ready for the Peanut Festival up there. Ingleside taking on Zapata tonight, 0-0 that game. Last night, how about this one? Flower Bluff Hornets really put a hurting on the Trojans from Moody last night, 43-21. You know, Moody struggled all night in that game last night. That was a tough game for Moody. If you were Moody, you had to just kind of shake your head. And if you're Flower Bluff, you walked out holding your head up pretty dang high last night. That was pretty good game, especially if you're a Hornet. The Hornets are improving in district play, so congratulations to those Hornets. They did a wonderful job last night. And, you know, there's just a lot of good games going on tonight. You know, by the way, I want to give a shout-out to the girls' varsity volleyball team for Flower Bluff. They are doing some wonderful stuff over there. And how about this band? You know, the bands don't get enough talking about, but, you know, we've got regions coming up here in a week or so over at Cal Allen. The Hornet Band is going to be out there, that Swarm Band. That's going to be some exciting stuff taking place out there. But tonight, it's all about football. Corpus Christi Miller, they are up 14-7 over the Carroll Tigers tonight. Orange Grove, 0. Raymondville, 7. The Bearcats are definitely up over the Bulldogs there. London, if you're at the London Pirates game tonight, you're seeing a 6-0 game. London on top in that one, taking on Monte Alto tonight. San Diego and Bishop Badgers taking a 6-0 lead early on there. George West leading Aransas Pass 14-0. Toloso Midway now trailing the South Sand Cardinals 7-0 tonight at home there. Banketti on top of Taft right now in the first quarter, 7-0. And in some other action, John Paul II taking on John Paul II, the Centurions versus the Guardians from New Braunfels. The Corpus Christi Centurions, John Paul, is up 14-0 tonight. So how about this one? The Calhoun Sand Crabs, who had an interesting game last week against Gregory Portland, that even experienced a power outage. The Calhoun Sand Crabs from over in Port Lavaca, they are beating the Alice Coyotes now 7-0. That's some early scores for you early on tonight, but all eyes are on the homecoming game tonight from the South Side, Veterans Memorial, and Ray is on tap tonight. It's a homecoming game. We'll get you the updates and action as it becomes available. But for now, that's been our update here from the Southside Light, Texas Tech News Studios in Corpus Christi, Texas, the sparkling city by the sea. We'll be back in just a few minutes with your next update at the half. The Southside Light and Texas Tech News for South Texas Friday Night Football would like to take a moment to thank our sponsors. Romano's Macaroni Grill, Birdwell Heating and Air Conditioning, TAIA, and as always, we're powered by T-Mobile. We'd like to thank our sponsors and their commitment to broadcast excellence for South Texas Friday Night Football, bringing you all of the updates and information live as it happens throughout the night, every single Friday night.